is going to jeopardize her engagement, therefore possibly prevent her marrying. It's totally changing all the plans she has of her life. Why on earth should she possibly agree with this? She says, but, in spite of all these things, but, because it's you, Lord, may it be to me as you have said. But because it's you, Lord. Have you ever said that to God? But because it's you, Lord. If you have, you're following in a long line of saints throughout the whole of Scripture who say these words, essentially, to God. Often after a considerable struggle and tussle with him. You're following a long line of saints throughout history. But because it's you, Lord, I will. To show us how we can say this, what it actually means, and how God from his word wants to give us courage to say these words, and it takes great courage. I'd like to give you a visual aid for one morning only, and very possibly for the very last time ever, unless this goes extraordinarily well. My wife is going to come up and sit on this sofa and be my visual aid for this morning. Quite extraordinary. Gutli is one of a number of knitters in this church. This is a knitting illustration. To say, but, because it's you, Lord, is like someone knitting, as my wonderful visual aid is showing. And in the pattern of the knitter, if they're very good, they can add in another ball of wool. God's will is like a wool that is knitted in to the pattern of your life and mine. Let me tell you this. We've got two daughters, neither of them shabby dressers, I must say to you. And one is married. She's a married woman in the south of France, this mecca of fashion. She walks along the seafront in Nice, I kid you not, wearing her mum's knitted tops. Even when a mum isn't visiting, there is no higher accolade, I tell you that. In the same way, God wants to knit the wool of his will into your life so that you wear it, like Joanna, with pride. Mary says, but because it's you, Lord, I want your pattern to be knitted into my life. May it be to me as you have said. And the first thing she needs, if you have the Bible open, do keep it open. If it isn't, there are Bibles at the end of the pew. It's Luke 1, verse 26, when the angel gives the message to Mary. What's the first thing that the angel says? Verse 30, the angel says, do not be afraid. The first thing that Mary needs, as indeed in all of those whom God is calling for his will to be knitted into the pattern of their lives, is courage. Can you put up the next slide? He's not rebuking Mary when he says, do not be afraid. He is speaking courage, the word of God's courage, into her life. Courage is given through encouragement. The word encouragement can just mean a bit of a boost or a nice little word from a friend. Encouragement in Scripture is what God gives. He speaks courage, the strength to go forward on a journey where doubt and fear are just ahead. Any calling of God is a journey like this. Doubt and fear are just ahead. And anyone embarking on this journey, from the most trembling person on earth to the most naturally courageous, needs the courage of God. A word that Jesus gives for the Holy Spirit is translated as encourager. This is more than a little boost, more than a nice word, more than a friendly chat from someone who knows knows you. It is the very strength of God knitted into Mary's soul, into yours if you'll receive it. To anyone who will say, but because it's you, Lord, I will do this, needs the courage of God. It's why here at All Saints, for anyone who would seek to be knitting God's will, allowing his will into the wool, the pattern of their lives, we encourage everyone to be in a group of some kind. It could be with one other person, where in the name of Jesus and from the word of Jesus, courage is being spoken into one another's lives. Do you have a relationship like that with someone else through whom God can speak? It's not an optional extra. The way God speaks is so often through his people, taking his word, saying, do not be afraid. It's what you need. It's what I need. It's what anyone needs if we are going to let the wool of the will of God work itself out in our lives, because doubt and fear are just ahead. And no one knows this better than Mary, where her whole life appears to be in ruins. But because it's you, Lord, who are a good father, you who, as Jesus said this, if you who are parents know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who love him? We need to be in relationship with others who are speaking God's courage into our life. This last Thursday, a new group started here at All Saints. It's called the Recovery Course. It's for anyone. Your one qualification for being a member is seeking God's help to get out of a cycle of addiction of some kind. It's impossible unless God is helping and speaking courage through one another. The basic premise of this group is relying on God to give his courage to one another. The psalmist said, Lord, you are my strength and my shield. It's because God is a good father, and this is his character, that taking the truth of this God's word, we speak his courage, his strength, his shielding into one another's lives. This is the second thing that Mary needs. She asks one clarifying question. She needs, look at verse 34. She says, how can I be pregnant? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. Can you put on the next slide? She needs clarity, not clarity about every step of the way to come, but this is a reasonable question. This is wisdom, to check out how this is going to work. How can this be? Mary asks. A good scriptural question. James 1 verse 5 says, if anyone lacks wisdom or clarity, they should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. He gives evidence. He gives signs to Mary, to anyone who asks him, what is your will? How is this possibly going to work? Mary gets an angel's visit. Joseph receives a dream. The shepherds, a heavenly choir. The wise men, a star. The Holy Spirit gives God's wisdom, his clarity. Sometimes someone says to me, God told me, God told me this. And I think to myself, occasionally I'll say it, if he told you, I'm sure he'll tell me, or he'll tell others. He's always in the business of making it clear that this is of him. Woodley, can you, you need another ball of wool, let me get you another ball of wool. You see, if God really does want to knit another colour into our life, especially if it's one we might not choose, especially if it's one where we really do need a lot of clarity, especially if it's one that's going to be pretty costly. It's really good to be as sure as we can be that this is of God. You might be aware, I hope so, that we're starting here, indeed have started quite a long time ago, on a site redevelopment for this church. This whole site. And back in January, if you were around, you may recall, we asked everyone, what is on your heart? What do you think could be, as we call it, God's blueprint for this site? And we didn't do this to start a democratic process to take a vote on what we all thought should be done. Now, we were looking and praying for common themes that God had put from his heart onto our hearts. And it was very encouraging when we got them. And then these were given to the architect, who gave us three options, which in the next few weeks, probably post-Christmas, we want to talk with you about, so we can be clear together where God is leading us. Very encouraging, the last PCC, that stands for Parochial Church Council, 20 or so people elected to be members of this church, asking God, what is the wool that you want to weave into this church's life, that this whole site, this whole church and all around can be really used for your purposes? Would you help us be clear? And we believe we've got a direction of travel for this. Very encouraging. We really do need to be clear. Mary does. And the final thing she most obviously needs for this whole new wool to be woven into her life, very basically and very obviously, she needs the capability for this. How can this be? How can I bear a child since I'm a virgin? And the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you. Mary receives courage. She receives clarity. She receives the enabling of the Holy Spirit. As a machine cannot work without being switched on and the power flowing, Jesus said, apart from his power, it's impossible to do anything that is the will of God. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, Mary is told. You need the capability of the Holy Spirit, the one thing that is actually the one person who is the person of Jesus in partnership with you, like a wool being knitted into the pattern of your life. This was true for the conception of Jesus in Mary. It's true for God's will for you. What is he calling you into today? What wool does he want to weave into your life? I don't know. Could it be to forgive someone who you just can't? Could it be to receive healing of some kind? Could it be to step out in faith in a certain direction? Could it be for something as simple but potentially as significant as inviting someone to next Sunday evening's carol service? This will definitely be true, whatever it is. You can't do it on your own. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you, the angel said to Mary. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, has conceived the life of Jesus in the womb of Mary. The same power that was at work in the grave, it's the same power that was at work in the womb. Romans 8:11 says, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in you, in me, for all those willing to say, this is beyond me. But because it's you, Lord, just pause a moment. Just hold in your mind's eye this pattern that Rutli is knitting here. And God, our good Father, coming, wanting to knit something new into your life. That only He can do. Only His power makes it possible. God is calling you and me. He is calling His church of all saints to join in with Him. To join in with Him. And we need courage to do that. We need clarity what exactly that looks like. And if we're even going to start, we need His power, the power of His Holy Spirit. It's what we are praying for and believing in, that we're joining in with God at Camberwell Care Home, at the different places where cap hamper bags are going, the different homes where an invitation is being delivered, the places where we're going to be carol singing tonight, the places where very practical things are being done to improve homes right now, in Brixton Prison, where God's word is being preached. If you have a sense this morning of something in your life that you're aware of, that you need God's power, His enabling for you to do, or to have courage to begin, or clarity that you need for how to begin, how this is possible, then during this time of worship in song, I'm going to invite you, and you might be on your own, if you wish to come forward to receive a symbol God has given His church. It's a symbol of anointing with oil. It's simply a sign of God's equipping, the oil representing His Holy Spirit. If you're in a place in a situation of whatever kind that you are aware of your need for that, you can, if you wish to, come forward and receive the sign of the cross on your forehead in oil with the prayer, may God's Spirit come upon you. Taking the same promise the angel gave to Mary. And if you'd like to be prayed for specifically, a couple of members of our prayer ministry team, just by the cap hamper bags here, will come and pray for you for whatever specific need you have. Would you please stand? And if you have the two strands of wool you were given, you might like to hold them out before God. One representing your life, your will, your many gifts and powers God has given you. And the other strand of a different color representing God's will, His inexhaustible, ultimate, enduring, eternal, ever-loving, ever-giving Holy Spirit. Lord, we give to You our lives and we thank You for Your life in us. And we pray You would knit Your will into ours, that Your power would come in our weakness, Your clarity would come in our confusion, Your courage in our fear and trembling. We offer You who we are and pray for Your Holy Spirit to come, to fill us afresh. knit your will into ours, we pray. We worship God and ask for him to come together.